Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministry. We join today's message, See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. It's been 2 or 3 years ago, I guess, we had a tremendous storm come through the Metroplex. And while it was coming through, it was tearing up all kinds of stuff. It had come through Granbury and wiped out a bunch of stuff. And then I kind of got a hold of it down there. I got close enough I could see it. So I came in to pray, and my phone rang. And he said, Thurman, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm fixing to pray for this storm. He said, I was afraid of that. I said, what do you mean you're afraid of that? He said, I want you to know I'm an insurance adjuster and I need some work. Don't pray. I said, you know, God may have a different plan. I said, he'll bless you anyway. And so I went ahead and prayed, rebuked the storm and everything, and it did move over. But it did some serious damage, too, in places. But one of the couples that goes to church here, he came back the next week and said, boy, praise God, am I so glad we had that storm. I said, what did it do to you? He said, it almost totally destroyed my house. He said, it done so much damage, the adjuster said we was going to get a complete new house out of this. And he said, we are so happy we're going to get a new home. So, see, you never know how God's going to do it, right? But as a rule, whenever I see a storm or something coming here, since Jesus said we could do the same things he could do, is that what he said? Even greater things than these that I've done shall you do in my name. Is that what he said? Well, I think it's time the church starts believing the master. I mean, he wasn't just talking to hear his head rattle. He was trying to tell us something and give us power and authority. So I have spoken to storms many times, you know, and absolutely seen them go away right there. You know, and I've had lots of results from other people that have heard these teachings that have come back later and say, I rebuked the storm and they went away. In fact, I got so tickled the other day. I have a lady and her husband that goes to church here, and they were somewhere, I don't know where, and a storm came up, and everybody was hollering in the church, we need to take cover. This lady, she said, let's go outside and take care of that storm. So they went outside, and some of the young boys that was there in that meeting, they went out with her. And she rebuked that storm, commanded to go back up in the clouds and go away, and it immediately did just exactly that, and those boys were dumbstruck. They had never seen a woman especially take that kind of authority. They told her, we have never heard a prayer or a command like that in the name of Jesus. But they saw it, and they saw it happen. And so that has an impact on young boys, you know, when they see God do something like that through one of his daughters. But, you know, he said we could all do that if we believed. But you have to believe with no doubt in your heart to see those kind of things happen. I will have to say that the first time that Dave and I was out flying together, and he's become a great co-pilot, but over the 10 years, I will have to say that we'd been over to Shreveport preaching every evening and night. We were coming back in here Saturday night. We didn't stay over there. We just came back over here. And Saturday night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, we were coming back across there. And the controller turned us loose quite a ways over there because he said, you know, there's not anything between you and Northwest Airport at 1 o'clock in the morning. So he said, you know, cleared frequency change and all this stuff. And so we were doing all that stuff, and about that time we run into a dense fog bank. I mean, it just solid fog. Dave looked at the computer. He said, Pastor, Denton is closed. It's almost 0-0 at Denton. So he said, what are we going to do? I said, well, we're going to land at Northwest. He said, Thurman, we don't even have an approach. We're going to have to at least go into Alliance or something. I said, no, we have God. And I said, you know, he made me a promise in his word. He said, if my words remain in you and you remain in me, John 15:7, you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. Now, do you know that promise was not made just for Thurman Scrivener? You know, that promise was made for each one of us as sons and daughters of God. Isn't that an awesome statement? If, big word, isn't it, brother? If my words remain in you and you remain in me, then you can ask me anything you want to, and I will do it for you. You got to learn to think like God. So while we were coming across, I looked at my GPS screen and I said, Father, I said, in about a mile, I need to turn left and I'll be lined up right with the end of the runway of Northwest. Now, I know you said I could ask for anything, so I'm asking you to clear the sky. When I make that left turn, I'm asking you to clear the sky from here to Northwest so I can land without having to go somewhere and then come back tomorrow and get the airplane and bring it back over here. So I said, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it's done. And I turned left. And when I turned left, right in front of us, it's like a big tunnel. It just, the fog just disappeared. And I could see the runway just as clear, and Dave could too. And we came right down to the end of the runway, come right over the fence, 1 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, landed there at Northwest. Just as we landed, just before we touched down, the fog came back so thick you couldn't see nothing. But I knew the airport was right there. I had just seen it. It was right under me. So I went ahead and let the airplane down, and we touched down and rolled out, and we taxied back over to the hangar, finally found the hangar, got the airplane in the hangar. We got in the car to drive off, and we couldn't hardly find the road to get home. It was so thick. The fog was that thick. So Dave said, Pastor, you know a God that I don't know even exists yet.
I was raised up on a farm, little country boy, and I had a dream when I was a little boy. And in that dream, I always wanted to be the number one technician for American Airlines to be able to fix anything on their airplanes, but nobody else could fix the problem. I wanted to be the one that was going to go and fix it. That was my dream. And I used to build little airplanes. I built model airplanes, dozens. I couldn't fly one, and I always crashed them. You know, they only last one flight with me. And so that's all I got out of a little wooden airplane, one flight, and then I'd crash it until finally one day a guy come by and explained to me how to do it, and then I learned how to do it. And I've been flying and never crashed one since. But even with automobiles, I started out with those at a very young age. If something went wrong with a car, I didn't just want to fix it. I wanted to know what caused it. You know, that's kind of unusual, because somebody comes in and says, well, my car's not running right, or this or that, or whatever, and you check it out and say, well, the transmission's slipping, or what, so it says you need a transmission overhaul. And then you get to wondering, you know, why did this transmission break? You know, oh, I know. Daddy had a son that when he took it out, he drag raced it on Friday night, so he runs up there and holds the brake pedal down, puts the foot feet on the floor, raises up, has it slipping in there, and it turns loose, and so Daddy's transmission don't last very long. But my transmission lasts a long time. I don't drive my car like that. So when I got into aviation, for sure in aviation, if an engine fails or a part breaks on an airplane, even they want to know what happened. What caused this to break? How can we fix this so it don't ever do this again? When you get on that airplane down there, you're taking an act of faith. You know, you really are. Because you're believing by faith that when you get on there, the guy that's flying it knows what he's doing, and that the airplane, the mechanics that worked on it know what they were doing, and that it's going to go from point A to point B, and you're going to get there and get off safe. Is that right?
Yes.
Now then, we're going to tell you that, okay, we fly lots of flights all over the world every day, but this week we want you to know that there's only going to be 6 jumbo jets that are going to crash this week. Only 6. About 300 people on each one, and sure enough, 6 crashed that week. Next week, they said, we've realized there's going to be another 6 crash this week. So I'm going to tell you folks, if I'm going somewhere, I'm going to start walking. I ain't going. Are you, brother? No, you ain't going to fly in that airplane. Well, let me tell you something. That's about 2,150 people a week, somewhere in that neighborhood, that would die in those airplane crashes. But let me tell you what, for you of you that don't know, if you're not in the medical industry, 2,150 people a week die every week in America alone because of the wrong prescription drug. You go to a doctor, this is fact, this is not fiction, this is a fact. Every week people go to doctors and doctors give them a prescription, they have no idea what's in that. Have no idea, and yet because the doctor, which you've never seen him before in your life, you have no idea if he's a Christian or a believer or not a believer, but yet you go to a doctor, this happens all over the United States every day, every week, people take pills believing, or some kind of medicine, whether it be liquid or whatever it is, believing it's going to do something good for them, and for some of them it may. But for 2,150 of them, they die. I had a man right here in my own church here a few years ago. Nice. I led him to Jesus. When he started coming to my church, he got saved. Dave and I took him out to the lake and baptized him because he was so big we couldn't baptize him in our baptismal. He was a big guy. When he came to me and said, "Thurman, I never heard preaching like this. I never realized that God is really this real. I went to church all my life, but I never done anything for Jesus. When I come here and start seeing what God has done here and heal my own wife," he said, "I want to serve this God that you serve." So I told him all he had to do is believe, accept him and believe. So he did that. And so we took him out to the lake and baptized him. And then he told me one day, he said, "You know, it's wonderful to have the kind of faith that you got, that you can get things done." But he said, "I don't have that kind of faith." And he said, "I got some knees that I got injured playing football." He was, used to be a big pro football player. He said, "So I'm going to the doctor and have new knees put in so I don't have any pain." I told him, I said, "Sir, if you would only believe God's promises, if you'd repent of your unbelief and believe." He said, "But I'm not there. So he said, "I'm in such pain. I'm going to go have my knees fixed." I said, "Okay, ain't nothing I can do. You're the boss of your home." So he goes down and has the surgery. I mean, the doctors consider knee surgery a minor surgery. You know that? I mean, once they cut on me, there ain't no such thing as minor. Not to me. You start cutting on me, it's major. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? You know, so, I mean, if I get a cut on my hand, I mean, if it's only an inch long and a quarter inch deep, that's major to me. I'm going to go to the doctor of the universe for healing of that cut. But this man, he went to a doctor, probably 7 o'clock in the morning. I still hadn't got up. So that morning she called and she said, "Thurman," she says, "the hospital just called and said, I need to come down there. My husband is not responding." She said, "What does that mean?" I said, "Well, ma'am, I hope I'm wrong, but not responding means he's dead." She said, "Surely not, Thurman. He just had a knee surgery." I said, "Well, I hope I'm wrong, but go down there and see, and then call me and let me know what the deal is." So 2 hours later, she called back and she said, "Thurman, you were right. He's deceased."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled "See Yourself as Jesus Sees You," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.